This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Journalist, government official, and author Carl Thomas Rowan was born in 1925 in the mining town of Ravenscroft, Tennessee. During the Great Depression, his family moved down the road to McMinnville, where his parents thought the lumber yards offered more opportunity for his father, who stacked lumber for construction, and where his mother could clean houses, cook, and do laundry for wealthy families. Rowan was one of five children living in a home with no electricity and no running water. Fortunately, he had teachers who encouraged him to read and write as much as possible, and even went to the library for him, because as a black person, Rowan wasn't allowed to check out books for himself. But he ended up graduating at the top of his high school class. Then he worked at a tuberculosis hospital scrubbing porches until he saved enough money to attend Tennessee State College in Nashville. In 1942, during his freshman year, Rowan participated in a training program that led to his being chosen as one of the first African Americans in history to gain a commission as an officer in the U.S. Navy. After serving during World War II, he was able to complete his college studies through the GI Bill and earned a master's degree in journalism from the University of Minnesota. In 1950, Rowan landed a job as a staff writer for the Minneapolis Tribune. Among his early pieces was a series of columns titled How Far From Slavery, which he wrote after returning to the South to study issues of race. The article served as the basis for his first book, published in 1952, titled South of Freedom. In 1957, he completed his book titled Go South to Sorrow, about the conditions in the post-World War II South. It is often easier to become outraged by injustice half a world away, Rowan wrote, than by oppression and discrimination half a block from home. In 1961, Rowan was appointed by President John F. Kennedy to serve as Deputy Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs with the U.S. Department of State. 2 years later, he served as ambassador to Finland, and then in 1964, he became director of the U.S. Information Agency, becoming the highest-ranking African-American in the federal government. After his government service, Rowan started a syndicated newspaper column, produced a radio program, and was a regular television commentator. He also wrote several more books, including biographies of baseball player Jackie Robinson and Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall. In his last book, published in 1996, titled The Coming Race War, A Wake-Up Call, Rowan warned readers that America's racial and economic disputes were escalating to warlike proportions, caused by corporate downsizing, the growth of armed right-wing militia, repealed welfare, repealed affirmative action, and the O.J. Simpson trial. Rowan broke racial barriers throughout his career and continued to live by the principles that had informed his life's work until the day he died at age 75. There may be no wiser words ever said than these by Carl Thomas Rowan. The library is the temple of learning, and learning has liberated more people than all the wars in history.
Support for the Authors Page comes from the Library Society of the University of Tennessee. Learn more about UT Libraries, collections, and programs at the blog Speaking Volumes, online at volumes.lib.utk.edu.
Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of the Authors Page. We love telling you stories.